This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Get a Casper mattress and start your year off right. Try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. Go to casper.com/Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Let's go to Gorsuch. What's the latest update, Pat?
Well, you know, because I think the Democrats feel like they just had a victory by voting down the health care bill. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of them believe now they can stop Gorsuch's
That's crazy.
Nomination. But when you listen to what's been said about Neil Gorsuch in the media, why would you try to stop this guy?
To return to Gorsuch, I think that this has been a slam dunk in terms of his initial Q's and A's.
Gorsuch is doing well in part because he's so well prepared.
It's just a masterful performance by him.
Tough to lay a glove on this guy.
Thus far, he is proving very tough for Democrats to rattle.
He has just a natural command and, frankly, kind of stage presence.
Judge Gorsuch is completely qualified, and everybody knows it.
But the Democrats have not even bruised, blemished anything to this judge so far.
But the effort has been kind of scattershot, low intensity, and as we saw today, Gorsuch has a genial and disarming personality. Hard to portray him as a judicial villain.
I would say that this was an impressively disciplined performance.
He performed himself admirably, calmly at almost all times, and with detail.
Gorsuch is not just very, very smart, but smooth and affable.
But in terms of character, in terms of professionalism, integrity, there wasn't, I would argue, anything or hardly anything there to criticize Gorsuch on.
He does come across as very knowledgeable, also very likable.
He knows so much more than about everything he's being asked than the senators.
What a bastard. This guy's got to be stopped.
You know, the thing that stuck out there was, you know, it's almost impossible to make this guy look bad. Well, yeah, but remember, we're talking about the left. The man who was supposed to be the kindest to ever live, Noah, they made him look like a criminal and an insane killer. I mean, you don't think you can do that with Gorsuch? How do you make Noah look bad? They just did.
They did.
They did. So yes, I don't put it past that they can make Gorsuch look bad. Back with the Heritage Foundation in a minute.
Mercury.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the trouble that I have sometimes with my son and my daughter. They love the internet, as I do. The internet is an incredible resource, educational, social, recreational. It's all good, except it's not all good. Some of it is real bad, and it can show up on your kid's screen when you least expect it. So how do you as a parent handle it? I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. It's the most comprehensive family internet solution available, and the activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, can be monitored, and even tracked via GPS from a dashboard on your phone or your iPad. Material that may be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child, and so you need to have the perfect protection level from toddler to teen to mom and dad. One of the most important steps to a safer internet in your home is recognizing this is a really big issue. Hero gives you the power to create a protected and nurturing online environment. There's nothing like it. Try Hero. Block the bad. Choose what's good for your family. Visit blazehero.com. That's blazehero.com.